List of shows list. Graphic 516 recorder tuning on. Graphic 516 recorder tuning on. Yes. Graphic 516 recorder tuning on.
Okay.
Graphic 516 recorder tuning on schedule 3 of Graphic 516 recorder recording.
Okay, this is a new podcast on the YouSendIt plugin Express that I'm currently beta testing for Appliant.com and YouSendIt.com. The version number is 1.5.1 and they call it the YouSendIt Express desktop application. This works as a plugin within your Replay AV8 application within the tools menu. The program is very accessible with JAWS and Windows 6.1. Both screen readers read the interface quite differently, but both can be used without scripts. The first thing I would do is sign up for an account at YouSendIt.com. That's YouSendIt.com. Create an account there so you can be ready when you run the new YouSendIt plugin within Replay AV8 for the first time. Have that information handy. Okay? So, I'm going to show you how to sign in, like if you were a new user within the plugin, because this was not accessible before. The developer has gone out of his way to make the program very accessible, the YouSendIt plugin. Okay? So, we have Replay AV 8.41 up and running. We're going to go to the Tools menu with Alt-T, as in Tango.
Alt-T, menu, Tools menu, Media Guides.
We're going to up arrow one time, and we're going to hear Open YouSendIt.
Open YouSendIt, left parent for email delivery, right parent, O.
We're going to press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, list of shows, list view, graphic 516, recorder recording 225 on schedule, 3 of 22, to move the item, use the arrow key, YouSendIt, page has 8 links, YouSendIt, same page link, sign in, same page link, help, same page link, about your email address, edit, petroja@yahoo.com, your password, password, edit, same page link, number, same page link, forgot your password, on mouse over, same page link, don't have a YouSendIt account, on mouse over, same page link number, same page link terms of service on mouse over. Recipient subject message 10-120.
Okay, I let JAWS read the whole screen for the plugin. Note, you can also register within the plugin for a new user account from YouSendIt.com, but I have not tried it that way. Okay, I'm going to do a control home.
YouSendIt.
I'm going to do an insert T to hear the title bar with JAWS.
Title it, YouSendIt.
And now I'm going to just down arrow so you can hear the whole interface. Note, since I'm already a registered user, you're going to hear my email address in the your username edit field box. Okay? So I'm going to just down arrow so you can hear the interface.
Land. Same page link sign in.
Sign in link.
Same page link help.
Help link.
Same page link about.
About link.
Land. Your email address.
Your email address edit field box is going to be blank the very first time you run this if you're a new user.
Land. Edit petroja@yahoo.com. Land. Your password.
Your password edit field box.
Land. Password edit. Same page link number.
And there's a number link.
Land. Same page link or got your password on mouse over.
This is where you can sign up for a new account, register for a new account.
Land.
Oh, that was the password, I'm sorry. The down arrow.
Same page link number, you send an account on mouse over.
This is the link where you sign up for a new account.
Length. Same page link number.
There's a number link.
Length. Same page link terms of service on mouse over.
Terms of service.
Length. Recipients. Length. Subject. Length. Message.
Since we're not registered or and we're not logged in, these fields are not available to us.
Length.
10-120. Okay, and that's it. We're at the bottom. We're going to do a control home.
You send it.
We're going to press the letter E to find the first edit field box. That's E as in echo.
Your email address edit, fitroja@yahoo.com.
Press your space bar.
Form mode on. Your email with M. Select the M.
I had to delete my email address. Now you start typing in your email address just like you do when you log into any web page on the internet.
@yaoo.com.
Press your tab key one time. You're going to land in the password edit field box.
Tab your password, password edit, type in text.
It said type in text. We're ready to type in our password.
Start. 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 Start.
Okay, what I do here is after I type in my password, I let go of the keyboard and then I press the enter key because I'm not sure where the sign in link is. So after you type in your password, just press your enter key and you're going to be signed in.
Form mode off, enter. Page has 11 links. You send the same page link, send same page link inbox, same page link send item, same page link setting, same page link account, same page link help, same page link about, same page link options panel. The recipient separate multiple addresses with a semicolon ... edit subject, subject edit message, message optional, limited to 2000 characters ... edit name, clickable size, clickable, same page link add files on mouse over, same page link add folder on mouse over, same page link send by you send that this option expires the files after the selected time duration or the selected number of downloads, whichever happened first. 10-120.
Okay, I'll let it read the whole interface. After we signed in for the YouSendIt plugin, we're going to do a control home.
You send it.
And keep in mind, we're in PC cursor mode with JAWS. Before this screen and the sign in screens were not accessible in the PC cursor mode with JAWS. Everything was invisible. You had to use your JAWS cursor or the invisible cursor. Or the scripts from Brian Hartson. You no longer have to do that. Let's down arrow. I'm going to do a control home to go to the top.
You send it.
I'm going to do an insert T for the title bar.
Title it. You send it.
I'm going to let you hear the interface one more time. Everything is like a web page. HTML type pages. I'm going down arrow.
Length. Same page link send.
There's a send link.
Same page link inbox.
Inbox.
Same page link send items.
Sent items.
Same page link setting.
Settings.
Same page link account.
Accounts.
Same page link help.
Help.
Same page link about.
About.
Length.
We're down arrowing.
Same page link options panel.
Options panel only appears on the main interface. The way you can get there is by clicking the send button, the send link I mean, at the very top to see the options panel again if you're in another area of the screen. I'll show you that
when?
In a few minutes.
Who? When? Recipients. Separate multiple addresses with a semicolon ... edit.
Okay, we're on the recipient's edit field box. This is where you enter the email address of the recipient you want to send a file.
Land.
We're down arrowing.
Subject.
Subject.
Land. Subject. Edit.
It's a edit field box. You can type in the subject after you press spacebar.
Message. Land. Message. Optional. Limited length. Name clickable.
You can,
optional. Limited to 2,000 characters. Edit.
The message is optional. You can type in a message for your email recipient. The down arrow.
Land. Name clickable.
There's a name.
Land. Size clickable.
Size. Below these two words, you're going to hear the file name and its size, or the folder and its size that you're trying to send. We haven't sent a file yet. The way you send a file is the down arrow till you hear.
Land. Same page link, add files on mouse over.
Add files. When you hear that, you can add a file. What you do is press your enter key on this.
And same page link, add files on mouse over.
Add files link. And you get a standard Windows open dialog box. Choose the file you want to send in that dialog box and choose open. And what's going to happen below the name and size headings is you're going to see the file name and the file size. Let's keep down arrowing.
Same page link, add folder on mouse over.
Add folder is where you can add a folder to send a folder to a email recipient.
Land.
You just press enter on that, and you get a standard open dialog box. Let's down arrow.
Same page link, send by you send it.
And when you hear
land, same page link, send by you send it.
Send by you send it. You press enter. When you have everything filled in, you press this link.
Same page link, send by you send it.
And you press enter. The file will be sent off to your email recipients.
Land. This option expires. Land. 10-1.
That's it. So,
you send it.
I'm going to show you briefly how to send a file to an email recipient. I'm going to send a file to me, to myself. So I'm going to press the letter E as an echo.
Recipient set it. Separate multiple addresses with a semicolon ...
Press your enter key.
Space. Form.
Or space bar.
Recipient set it.
Press your space bar better. I'm going to type in the email recipient's name here.
EETROGIA@YAOO.COM.
Press tab key.
Tab. Tab. Subject edit. Hyphen text.
Subject edit box.
F. I-L-E-C-F-O-R-C-Y-O-U.
I put a file for you. I'm going to press my tab key.
Tab, edit, hyphen text.
This is your optional message area. Like you're in the body of an email message.
H-E-L-L-O.
Hello.
Space. H-E-R-E-C-I-S-C-Y-O-U-R-F-I-L-E.
Hello, here is your files.
Hello, here is your file.
Okay. And what I do here is press my PC cursor. That's the way I do it.
Form mode off. Virtual PC cursor.
Then I'm going to down arrow.
Land. Message. Hello. Land. Name clickable. Land. Side clickable.
What you need to look for is add files.
Land. Same page link. Add files on mouse over.
Press enter.
Enter. Open dialog, file name colon edit combo.
You get a standard Windows open dialog box. I'm going to do a title bar.
Title it, you send it, open.
Okay, it said you send it open. I'm going to just do this for new users. It's a standard open dialog box. I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab, files of type colon combo box, all files, one of one.
Files of type, it's on all files for me.
Tab, open address dash only checkbox not checked. A check press space bar, alt plus R. Tab, open button to activate.
Open button.
Tab, cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab, look in colon combo box, encoding, 5 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow key.
All this is accessible. Keep tabbing.
Tab, look in colon tool, tab, toolbar, tab, folder view, list view, not select, 01.
I'm going to add a file called 00-media guide.
00-mediaguide.mp3.
It's an MP3 file.
tab, zero Z tab, tab, open address, tab, open button.
I'm on the open button, I'm going to press space bar.
Space. Add file, same.
I press my control key, we're back on the main interface of the YouSendIt Express plugin. And I'm going to look under the word name and size to see if my file, 00-mediaguide.mp3, is listed below those two heading type word name and size.
Subject. Land. Subject. Edit file. Land. Message. Land. Message. Hello. Land. Name. Land. Name. Clickable.
Name.
Land. Size.
Size.
Land. 00-mediaguide.mp3.
There it is.
00-mediaguide.mp3.
It's listed. When you add a file, the file appears under the word name and size. Okay? We're going to down arrow till we hear.
Land, 2.1 MB. Land, same page link add files on mouse over. Same page link add. Land, same page link send by YouSendIt.
Send by YouSendIt link.
Land.
Here it is again.
Same page link sent by YouSendIt.
Okay. You press your enter key on there and the file gets sent off. When you press the enter key, what I would do is press insert T, as in Tango for the title bar, and you're going to hear the percentages of for the download, for the upload. It's actually an upload here. So do an insert T and you're going to hear the percentage of the upload to the YouSendIt server. So we're going to do that now.
Land, same page link sent by YouSendIt.
Press enter.
Enter. Cancel on mouse over.
We heard cancel. We know we're sending the file. I'm going to do an insert T to hear the percentage in the title bar.
Title is 8.5%.
8.5%.
Title is 14.8%.
14%, whatever. We're doing an insert T here. We're on, so we can hear the percentage from the title bar.
Title is 27.4%.
So sending the file off. We can do an insert B.
Graphic 840, graphic 378, send graphic 210, inbox send in file, send items 00-mediaguide.mp3, 857 KB of 2.1 MB, settings account help about send 857 KB of 2.1 MB, dash 38.0%, complete speed, dash 234,018 BPS, 49 seconds remaining.
It told us 49 seconds left, the percentage was like 38%, the file name, everything. So let's do an insert T.
Title is 92.3%.
92% of the 2.1 MB file is being sent, has been sent.
Title is YouSendIt.
And since I'm not hearing no more percentages in the title bar, I know I've sent the file off. So what we have done was send a file off from our hard drive to an email recipient within the YouSendIt plugin that's inside Replay AV 8.41. That's pretty cool. Okay? So I'm going to just do an Alt F4.
Alt F4, Replay A/V dialog, static.
What we did was close the YouSendIt plugin application within Replay AV by doing an Alt F4, and we're back on the Replay AV application.
Graphic 516 recorder recording 18.4 applications.
And there you have
properties to navigate. Press up.
Thank you very much.
S leaving menu. Replay A/Yes button.